Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A No Facts, All Feelings Wrestling Podcast. I'm Allie.
I'm Leah.
And we are actually down one of our hosts this week. So Anne is on vacation with her family, and all the best to them. But we do our traditional best to her and her family. But we do have a couple of co-hosts for you. So they've actually been mentioned on this podcast before in their role as my roommates. We are no longer roommates, but they are some of my best friends, and they watched Dynamite with me this week and are going to here to share the perspective of some newer wrestling fans. Maybe a big word to use here, but they have been forced to enjoy the product. So do you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves? And while you introduce yourselves, share whatever previous experience you might have with wrestling.
Oh, I will. Okay, so I'm Anna. It's Darby for me, Rasmussen.
I like that. You're coming in hot. You've got your faves.
100%. The experience is this. Allie making me watch wrestling. The music video. We've got MJF. And who's the other guy?
Jericho.
Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Chris Jericho. That's the wrestling for me. That's,
you know, to say MJF and Chris Jericho are wrestling, but you don't remember Chris Jericho's name is really right. Like to a degree that you couldn't even access with your experience. So I love that.
So almost no experience, that, and then just being, it couldn't be me.
Couldn't you be couldn't do doing wrestling? Mm-hmm. Yes.
No. Yeah. No. 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 No.
Over to you, babe.
Oh, thanks. My name is Josh. Josh in a goth phase.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, we were just talking about before the recording about songs, and I think, I mean, that song alone, I mean, really met the bar of MGK.
Did that kind of
get I always want to call him Machine
that
Gun
got
Kelly.
You to the fan.
MJF.
Yeah.
MJF.
Yeah. But he wasn't in that song.
Oh no.
No, he wasn't. I didn't see him in there. No. But I do have many questions about who was the actor playing Sting in that video, that Screedle.
I have some backstory on that. So when we get there, I will give you some backstory on that.
I'm getting way, way ahead of myself. I apologize. My experience with wrestling is also very little, a little more than Anna's. I've had friends that are really into wrestling. My first memory of wrestling is like all the cool kids on the bus had wrestling action figures. Mm-hmm. It was far too much violence for my parents to ever let me watch or let me have dolls of. But I remember thinking wrestling was like put on this high pedestal from kindergarten on.
Wow.
And I'm thrilled to be allowed into the club now, finally.
I love that. I would say that I don't think that we are maybe seen as cool for this interest anymore, but I'm gonna internalize your perspective and start to think of it that way.
Now, Josh, okay, are you prepared to speak for all men today? Are you prepared to tell us about the men opinion?
I've been asked to, and I and in that, I suppose.
Josh says, I admit that it's been requested. Well, I will be guiding us through our schedule today. So you guys feel free to jump in whenever the mood takes you, but I also will ask you some questions as kind of like newer wrestling experiencers as we go. So we're going to start out today by talking about the return of Mox. John Moxley's been out since November. He was in rehab. He came back looking lean, mean, sexy, fighting machine.
10 years younger.
Yeah. I mean, you guys, maybe you don't have the access to the before picture. I should have showed you guys yesterday, but he did look much, much, much younger. What'd you think of the promo?
I missed him. I mean, I thought he did a fantastic job. He came out ready to do his beat poetry and he fucking nailed it. Not even a heckler could have interrupted him.
No. And what did the heckler was kind of an asshole. What did they say? Something huge about getting a drink.
It said something. She said something like, get this drunk out of the ring or something like that.
Oh God.
Boo.
Mm-hmm. Ew. Yeah. We heckled the heckler. What did you guys think of Mox's beat poetry style?
I fucking loved it. I thought the minute he came out, I said, Mox is giving Statham.
Yes.
He's ready
he
did. For a car heist. It was so good. I said that Bradley Cooper could play him in a movie. 100%.
Yeah, you did. Oh, I forgot.
I did think, I know it's beat poetry. It also reminded me of the beginning of that Bright Eyes song.
Oh, the one when they're on the airplane?
At the bottom of everything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was getting really urgent.
Yeah, yes. That feels right.
Very, yes. Very, very much.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
It's your birthday party. Yeah.
We're going to a birthday party. Right. Yeah. Wow, this is taking me back.
We're all thinking of the same one.
Yeah.
They all agreed they had managed to locate the song in their little brain.
Yeah, that. So it did remind me of that. And my one big note that I wrote down was blood rehab.
you think that next he's going to need to see somebody about his blood addiction.
Yes, exactly. It seemed like a PSA for like, go to rehab and then you will be addicted to just drinking blood.
It's always on to the next thing. Yeah. And I believe the line I actually included here, I'm thirsty. You thought I was dangerous before. These days, all I drink is blood.
Yeah.
These days.
I kind of thought it slapped. He did sound insane, but oof, mama's ready. Mama's ready to watch that man. And he likes to bite. So probably a lot of blood will be involved. He likes to bite and bleed.
And balls. Bite balls and blood.
I did tell Anna and Josh that I can't remember any episode of wrestling before that has included so many balls references. Like, it was kind of a treat just for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's for guys.
That's right. That's for guys. Yeah. And you didn't
that's
get to
for
see
the boys.
FTR. So
which are truly men's wrestlers.
I know. Well, you said, yeah, those are matches for men. Yeah. You missed out. I'm sorry.
Not today.
Not today.
Well, Satan. My thoughts of Mox, honestly, I have few thoughts other than because I was so distracted by just observing how excited Allie got. I mean, you sat up so straight, your head hit the ceiling.
It's true that at one point,
you were very, very jazzed.
I was moving around on the couch and Josh said, like, just kind of in a mild little tone, he goes, you really like this. You got me. Okay. Well, I think we're all very excited to see what's going to happen. Mox is fighting Ethan Page on tomorrow for Rampage. Mm-hmm. That can't possibly be like a long, that's not going to turn into a feud.
No. Don't you think he's going to do like, don't you think it's going to be Danielson? Doesn't that
you
feel
think it
right?
Will be?
Doesn't that feel right?
I don't know. Did you get this from someone?
Well, I mean,
I'm with Leah on this.
Thank you, Anna.
Leah seems learned.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
She does.
No, I watch wrestling with my best friend Sarah, who is on Reddit approximately 23 hours of the day, and sometimes she feeds me facts. And unfortunately, I am now getting called out on that.
and they think it's going to be Danielson.
I mean, doesn't that feel right when somebody says it? You're like, oh yeah, Danielson's going to need something new. Kenny's going to be gone for a while. They can't make Mox a heel for a while because fucking nobody's going to boo him.
No, No, everyone agrees. No,
not me.
Anna won't be booing him. Well, when you put it that way, it makes sense. I don't, it was the way that you said, like, doesn't that make sense to you with no explanation that, to be honest, kind of like sent my little red flags up.
Doesn't it just sound right when you read it?
It does. To me, the second I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah,
that's
it's got that Reddit verified ring too.
Oh yeah.
Okay, let's move on to talking about Anna, I believe you called him Sam Punk versus Sean Spears.
Sam Punk. So, oh yeah, page
Sam,
two.
Sam Punk.
You know all about Sammy Punk. she's showing us her notes. She's a very good note taker. This week, MJF cut a promo where he apologized to Wardlow for not appreciating him enough and then immediately docked his pay for laying hands on MJF. He says it sets a bad precedent not to get in trouble for that. But he said if Wardlow wins a belt for him, he might get money again, I believe. later in the night, CM Punk squashed Sean Spears. Their match lasted like 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. And MJF and CM Punk had a little thing where like MJF like went into the ring to try and surprise attack him, but then he got caught by surprise. So he skedaddled out of the ring. CM Punk like got his scarf and then put his scarf on, which was another little kind of a little, I don't know, interesting to me. Interesting, psychosexually interesting, hot, super hot. Thank you, Anna. Yes,
it looks like he's gonna keep it.
He was rubbing his sweat into it in a very aggressive way.
I am literally just now remembering that Anna kept saying, "Put it in your mouth." So
I thought he was gonna put it in his mouth. I loved it. I thought he was one of the top hotties of the night. Sam Punk. Sam Punk. Absolutely. And he's dancing in front of the Apple Visualizer backgrounds, kind of.
CM Punk dancing?
No, but you know, being strong with the scarf.
He was doing kind of a towel dance with that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the towels, I believe they. Okay, I can't even say what I was gonna say. I just wouldn't worry about it, and it was only gonna make me sound dumb. What did you guys think of Sean Spears's intro? This intro. This is the second time we've seen his little routine.
Of course, I love it. I think it's deranged.
You have a big problem. Ooh. So you enjoyed it. Yes.
Is he chair guy?
Yes. Yes. The chairman. Sean
he's
Spears,
the chairman. Correct? Oh my
chairman.
God.
Yeah.
He is the chairman. I believe he's legally insane. He's deranged.
He wants us to see him that way.
That's
for
his
sure.
gimmick.
So there's
his gimmick is horny for chairs. That's all we've gotten on this.
Yeah. 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 There's something, but like when you look at him, like there's something in his eyes that isn't right. Like there's, it's
working for you.
Yeah.
Again.
You're like into it.
Yeah. The more nuts a guy is, the more attractive I find them.
Perfect. Yes.
Especially from a distance.
Well, I like how cabaret it was. I mean, I like that, you know, Allie's saying it's Britney, no relation.
No relation to Britney.
But like, I felt like he was a background dancer in a music video. And I was proud.
Yeah.
I was happy.
I could see that. Well, I mean, maybe he doesn't not look like Federline.
Okay. Are we building out a narrative? Gosh. Let me hit you with this. He was a background dancer for Britney. He's crazy. So he took her last name and then headed to the Indies. Am I onto anything here?
I think you're really cracking the case.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. His name is Kevin Federline. He changed it to Sam Punk.
No, wrong one.
Oh no. Wrong. It was circled too big on my paper. So that's the only thing I could read.
Leah, do you want to tell us this stuff that you have about the crowd reaction to this match?
Yeah, I will upfront own that this did come from Reddit, but apparently a report from somebody at the show was that this was the point that the crowd started getting kind of upset, because apparently people were really amped to see CM Punk wrestle. And when they realized it was going to be a squash match, they got really furious and were like really upset and like mad about it. And then we're going to talk about it, but there was a backstage segment next and that didn't air in the arena. So they only got more furious because they were just alone with their feelings about not seeing CM Punk wrestle.
I know, they just had poor Justin Roberts, who's the announcer. And it's, you really don't, it's, I feel bad when the crowd turns because I do think he sometimes bears the brunt of it.
Yeah, right.
What promo were they doing backstage that I have no memory of?
Oh, it was the Billy Gunn versus Christian. Oh,
yeah, we'll get to that later. Okay. Yeah. So right after this match, then we went into the Cody promo.
Right.
So Cody, I wish you guys could see some of the faces I'm getting. Yes, yes, yes. We're team no Cody. Team, yeah. We're not team Cody. Whatever. Not team
I wrote
Cody.
COVID Rhodes.
I like no Cody.
Team Cody.
Perfect. So Cody gave a pretty deranged little promo this week. First, he spent a full ad break setting up a chair or setting up a ladder. I'm trying to make it even worse than it was. Setting up a ladder in picture for some reason. Which
yeah.
It's crazy. He, in this promo, told us he will never turn heel. He mentioned the Young Bucks. We haven't heard him mention the Young Bucks in
over a year.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, no, well, probably when he did that, when he like almost left wrestling, but then didn't. I guess he didn't say Young Bucks, but he mentioned the other EVPs. He explained that everything CM Punk wanted to do after the pipe bomb promo, Cody actually did. Then he challenged Sammy to a TNT belt unification ladder match. So you guys have seen Cody before, Anna and Josh. Mm-hmm. And what were your impressions this time and impressions from other times you've seen him?
No, in no other spot was of the whole show was I certain that somebody was on cocaine.
He was bringing a pretty wild energy.
I mean, that was he was playing such a coked out 80s businessman character.
Yeah.
It was
Wall Street, it was
horrible to watch. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the worst. I always just think he's Homelander. He's like Homelander. I mean, I was just kind of like, who is this speech for? What is this? And then I know this isn't what he said, but just, oi, Sammy Navarro, what do you say? Why with the oi, dude? What is the oi? Get that out of here.
Pretty strange, especially after I have to say, like, he was doing a lot of weird voice mannerisms in that promo that I was like, who are you being right now? Yeah. It wasn't even like a normal Cody acting thing. It's like there was some funky stuff going on.
Cocaine.
It was not cocaine. Hot deranged. Yeah. It's like,
no,
it was not Sean Spears.
He's hot. No Sean Spears.
He's like a ladder guy, not a chair guy.
Yeah, you can hardly dance around a ladder.
It's very difficult.
You could do, I think you could do it if you had the space.
Allie's gonna do it. I would love to see what Darby could do with the ladder. That's all I
can do. Darby, ladder dance now.
Let's go.
I'd rather see Sting.
Do you want to even get into this like Cody stuff, Cody contract stuff, or do you want to hit come back to it some other time?
I mean, I don't think we know enough, although I was shocked that he brought it up himself, because usually the Young Bucks would have brought it up automatically, but I was shocked by half of the things that Cody brought up. The fact that he fucking buried Brody King. Like,
I think I missed part of that. I was probably doing something else. God knows.
No, it was the picture, dude. It was the Go Big Show.
Well, he must've been talking.
Well, he was like, and Brody King's here, who's daring to come into this company with the first name Brody. Like, we won't remember who held that name first. And it was like, he works for your company. Like, and he didn't even debut yet. Like, that was harsh.
But then
was
that's
Cody's
the same
name
thing.
Brody?
Well,
so
no,
there was
because
a wrestler that died that was named Brody, who is really, really, really well loved. And so
to
compare so negatively, I thought was insane.
Didn't you think though that was like the same thing as with Malachi Black, basically, where like Cody is saying it about him is supposed to make people feel more sympathetic towards Brody King because it's such a heel thing to say.
I would have thought it about many insults, but invoking Brody Lee seemed Like that, I mean, that seemed too far.
I guess the only thing to me is that it's pretty clear from like other stuff that wrestlers have done about dead wrestlers in the past. There's a lot of this thing where they'll be like, he would have fucking loved it. And that's like MJF cut that promo on Brian Pillman, that like some people were like, it's too far. And then a lot of people were like, no, Brian Pillman would have loved it because he was a wrestler. And like, there's a lot of that stuff going on in the industry. So I guess in that sense, it kind of makes sense to me. I don't know. As always, I mean, it's like the thing with Cody is that now at this point, I'm like, everything he's doing is a work. The question is just whether or not the work is working on me and like whether I think it's a good work. And I, week to week, I mean, I usually am like, no, but there'll be moments where I'm like, oh, maybe this is kind of working. But then usually he goes on and does something else I hate. So,
yeah, right.
Oi.
Well,
Did he used to like Cody?
Oi, Sammy Navarro,
the American Nightmare.
We did like him for about a month,
like consistently.
For 1 month in the fall, I believe we
called him hot once.
Yeah, we were like, maybe he's not so bad, but then it went away again.
Oh, briefly became attracted.
I called him hot once. Alex, coming from you is such low praise. I call them all one. Okay.
One time. Yeah.
Great.
Oh my God. Well, let's leave him behind for now. And we will move on to the Best Friends Young Bucks universe. So last week on Rampage, Trent fought Adam Cole. Everybody in all the factions was attendance ringside. So this turned into a big brawl, basically. Well, we'll come back to this Young Bucks drip at the end of the segment. Last night, Britt and Adam fought Chris and OC. So we had our little mixed tag comedy match. We got kind of edged quite a bit as per usual, but I had a good time. Let's start. Can I get some impressions from our guests of the players in this match?
Grease Hunk, Adam Cole.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
100%. That feels right. So hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the heck? I mean, is out that of control.
Was that the wet haired guy?
The wet, yes, one. Wet, yeah.
One. The wet one. Hot ones, wet ones.
Yeah. I mean, he was hot. But he hot that Orange Cassidy, right?
Yes, he hot that Orange Cassidy big time.
But I like Orange Cassidy when he's more like Red Cassidy, sunburnt.
Oh, he does.
He looks so good when his face gets really flushed.
Yeah, you're not
wrong.
That's
the first time hearing that you found that attractive. This is really making me happy.
I don't find him attractive. I find him to be like natural more.
Okay, well, I don't like that.
It's really, I have to say, it's rough to be an Orange Cassidy lover in your household. That was not a good time for me because that is my precious boy, as you know.
Is he the California Nightmare?
Is he? No, he lives in Philadelphia.
Well, I wrote that note.
The California Nightmare.
That's OC.
My bad.
Well, that's Orange County.
Yeah,
that's what you're thinking.
Yeah,
of.
That's
okay. Well, okay.
You know what? We'll shoot him some DMs about this and see if he wants to put in a trademark application for the California Nightmare
or establish residency at least.
Well, probably he should do that, I guess, before the trademark. You're right. What did you think about the level of intergender action?
It is a crab match.
Your notes. You're not even working on.
I thought the sandwich I liked. I liked the moment where they sandwiched a lot.
Right. So this is that Adam Cole got, Chris was going to do a jump onto Britt. Adam Cole got between them, guarded her body. Chris did the jump anyway, smashed them both.
You said it way better than me. I just sandwiched. Yeah, I loved that. I liked the kiss between Adam Cole and Britt Baker a lot.
Oh, halfway through when they kissed?
Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah.
I don't think straight people should be allowed to kiss on television. It makes me uncomfortable.
That's
I
great.
Love that.
Well, the way they kiss makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. No tongue.
Well, getting to each other, they acted like they had all the time in the world, but as soon as their lips came anywhere close to touching, they were all of a sudden in a hurry. I mean, it was the peckiest of pecks.
Okay, so Josh says not horny enough by far. Yeah. Insufficiently wet.
Really make a meal out of it.
His hair was wet, but his kiss was so dry.
Whoa.
Yeah, when I saw that wet hair, I was hoping that I would get a kiss.
He said some of that water's got to get into the mouth.
Oh my gosh. It was a dry match.
It was, yeah, barely any water.
But Allie, you were really freaking out during this one. I mean,
I was. Because so on AEW, we don't really get intergender action. We've had some of these mixed tag matches where like the boys fight the boys, the girls fight the girls. And then occasionally they'll like flirt with the idea of a boy touching a girl violently. And they did quite a bit of that flirtation. And the thing is, I just actually do kind of lap it up with a little spoon and say like, please, Papa Tony, give me some more, because I get so, I'm Lucy in the football, but I'm not that unhappy about it right now, where I'm just like, oh, maybe Adam Cole is going to jump on Chris right now. And then he doesn't do it, but maybe next time.
We got those little sidekicks. Was that Orange that did the like thing, 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 thing?
Yeah, that's his little, one of his little moves. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That's his move?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're the vicious kicks, Josh.
Yeah, dude, Josh, you didn't see how much they hurt.
I mean, 1,000 paper cuts, I guess.
Death by 1,000 cuts, as Taylor Swift said, Josh. As she said.
She said it first.
She said it most recently. Leah, what were you going to say?
Just that, like, I feel like I also would die for actual true intergender. Like, that would be very, very fun. But I don't mind mixed tag. And I kind of get that, like, they are continually putting their feet in the water, trying to, like, go in the water and just being, because the thing is that, like, if you picture that they get a lot of pushback for how much blood that they're doing with the women. The fact that if they actually had a man punch a woman in the face, I feel like they're going to get some blowback. So they're like trying things out and being like, is this okay? We're going to have a man shove a woman into a table. Are we going to get in trouble for this?
Yeah.
Are we going to get in trouble? How do you feel about this? What's the temperature? You know,
was our last mixed match tag also OC and Chris? It was OC, Chris, the Bunny, and the Blade.
Yeah, it must be, because OC
is not want to do it. OC and Chris have done both have done a lot of intergender matches on the indies, and it's pretty clear that they're like, that's fun and we want to do it.
Chris is the alien.
Okay. They're also a good choice for it because Orange is not particularly threatening and Chris is, you know.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. Okay, I do just briefly, we didn't get to see our beloved Young Bucks. But I do want to put a couple pictures in the chat. Oh, I told Anna she wouldn't need to use the chat.
I'm on it. Also, I do have to say that at the end of that segment, which I had written Adam Cole as my title, I just wrote Adam Cole's name again. But I think that's important to say.
No, that, like, he would be very proud. He would be very proud of you because he loves saying his name and he likes having other people say his name. So he would be like, Anna gets me. Anna understands what I am trying to do here. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get him.
Ooh. I'm sending some pictures. I'd like you guys to open these. So the pictures I've included are Nick Jackson in his mesh shirt from last week. I've included Matt Jackson's Christmas look, beautiful red sweater and white pants. And then just a little picture, no one's really wearing very, very many clothes, of the spray tan party that we all enjoyed.
Is that Adam Cole in the background?
It is Adam Cole. Yes, he was part of the spray tan.
The Jonathan Vanesses.
Josh did call them three Jonathan Vanesses. And it was not wrong. In one of the clips I was showing them, it was not wrong. How would you describe the Young Bucks, the energy and the style of the Young Bucks?
I mean,
and for the record, if you are listening to this, I will tweet these pictures. So please consult Twitter at this point in the episode.
This is like a fucking 90s Christmas movie where people are just doing tons of drugs. And like, it's one of those like ones where it's kind of sad. You know, the movie is kind of sad.
You know that classic, like, the classic 90s movies?
I don't know what movie you have.
It's definitely the photos have a party before somebody got him.
Yes, yes. These are the descent. This is the descent.
The night before descent. Rock bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, this is rough. And you'd say that about all the pictures.
I mean, well, I so like far, Adam I think... Cole in the little like sumo outfit with his little spray.
You'd like that. Adam Cole.
I can't. The rest of it, I cannot. I mean, the mesh tee. I don't like the mesh tee. I mean, I like it. I'm watching the movie. I watched the Christmas movie. Like
I'm worried. I'm like, the last Christmas movie I watched with you was I'll Be Home for Christmas. Is that the movie that you're imagining these people?
No, but
in?
He did hit rock bottom.
He did hit rock bottom.
ATT.
ATT hit rock bottom in that movie for sure. And he would have worn any of these outfits because he was stuck in that Santa suit.
He would have worn anything that he found.
It's like glued to that suit.
That's a good point. And I mean, he didn't take a shower for that whole movie.
This belt.
Well, it's their belt, probably. What do you mean?
No, that little silver belt that he's wearing with the white jeans.
Oh, yeah, that's fashion.
Yeah, you don't like it. You don't think it's fashion?
You don't think that Matt Jackson looks like a MILF?
Oh my gosh. Is that what you were trying to get me to say? Because
You do think that.
I do think it's kind of it kind of looks like Julie Cooper from the OC.
Okay, yes, Anna, yes, yes, yes. Now you got me there.
I see
that. That really brought something to the table. We've never brought up Julie Cooper before, okay. But you are not wrong.
You're not wrong. She's,
I mean, I see Julie Cooper, the one piece, also very Julie.
Oh, you think Nick has a Julie energy as well? That's
interesting. If it was long.
Because it was long?
If the one piece was long.
Gotcha. If it wasn't a rompem, a short-sleeved rompem.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Well, that was our Young Bucks fashion segment. We do have them pretty often. So next week on, is this next week, Beach Break?
Yes.
Next week at Beach Break, Adam Cole and Orange Cassidy are going to have a no DQ lights out match because Adam is so mad that OC accidentally put his girlfriend through a table. Excited?
Listen, the only reference I have for a no DQ lights out match is Britt and Thunder Rosa. If OC does a crimson mask of blood, I will fucking lose my mind.
Yeah, I want to see him covered in blood. If you guys had seen, I don't think you saw any blood really on last night's episode. Like if you just tuned in, if it had been a bloody one and if you were here the week before, it would have been. What would that be off-putting to you? What do you feel about that?
Absolutely.
It would be up. That's not what we wanted to hear, but
I mean, if I saw that little denim kid covered in blood, I'm worried. Yeah,
you wouldn't like that.
Let's see.
That wouldn't excite something in you. That would horrify something.
Okay, Andrade in our midst.
I don't know if I would change the channel though.
Okay. Well, I can see that because you like to stay on something that's disturbing you. So I'm not worried about you changing the channel. However you feel. Yeah.
Locked in.
Josh, how do you feel about the blood situation? Speak for the men here.
Yeah, so speaking as and for men.
Perfect. Yes, what the doctor ordered.
I think we like the blood.
Yes.
But I don't.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
You don't.
I don't need it. I don't dislike it. I don't need it.
Okay.
I'm here for like the acrobatics and the athleticism.
Got it.
I don't need the pain part, to be honest.
Okay. It must be interesting. I like the pain part.
I like it.
Allie, when you listen to your friends, do you worry that we've gotten too far down this horrible hole? And that
it is illuminating some stuff.
I'm
so worried that you guys, that was a bad take. Okay. Marjorie, cut point right here. Yes.
Wow, he's settling right into the guest host role. Oh, man. The final thing we got going on, is this right, with a little best friends universe. Oh, Greg and Rocky Romero are going to do, we can't get into that right now. We don't have time. Greg and Rocky Romero are going to do a tag team match tomorrow. So we'll talk about that next week. And then I'll also just briefly touch on the fact that Chris, the alien, Red Velvet, and Layla Hirsch did another promo on Dynamite. This is the second one that they've done in this developing situation. Mm-hmm. So they lost a trios tag match against the Bunny, Penelope Ford, and Nyla on last week's Rampage because Layla wasn't being a team player. Mm-hmm. And so there's a little intra, they're not a faction, they're just a trios, I don't know. But Leah, do you have some more background on this? Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, just that. I mean, it's been going on for a while that they've been having miscommunication, and it sort of seems like Layla keeps trying to have it out with Chris and Chris keeps refusing to have a fight with her, which is very relatable. Yeah, when you're just like, we need to have this fight. And Chris is like, I won't. I'm just going to keep walking away from you, or like, not like looking away pointedly. Like, she just refuses to have it. Layla keeps getting more and more angry and now is acting out big time.
She's really acting, and Red Velvet is going to fight her also, not on Rampage sometime. Red Velvet is going to fight her, I believe, which is kind of like your friend who's like, okay, well, I'll try and talk to her for you. And it's like, well, it's not going to work.
No. Is Layla the Miss Congeniality before?
Yeah. Yes.
Like the correct. When she's doing the punching bag in her apartment with the lots of takeout.
Yeah. That feels right.
Yeah. That's right. What did you guys think of that little women's promo? Any thoughts?
They were super angry at each other.
They were mad at each other. So for Anna.
So many refs was my big takeaway, I think. That, right? Yeah. Like tons of refs were swarming. I was like, more refs than wrestlers. I was worried about the amount of refs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Worried.
I mean, I'm more here for blood than refs.
Oh, yeah. Cause that's propaganda basically. Mm-hmm. So Yeah.
And the refs in wrestling are not hot.
Whoa. That's, okay.
That's, I mean, that's
true, but true. It's true. But should you say it? It's true. They're nice people.
Just edit it in post.
I'll just like add in a little like, they're not universally hot. Yeah. Something like that.
Exactly. That kind exactly. of thing. Yeah. Give me a Chris Statlander like alien
ref.
Voice.
Yeah.
Ref. Oh, voice. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were trying. Oh. Now you were trying to make the refs hotter. I was like, that's not a bad idea. Get her in there.
That is my idea.
Okay, well, I won't steal it from you then. I don't think, you know, the women do need to do, it's not their fault because they don't have to do the promos as much. And we're always begging them to do more promos. They do, Eddie Kingston should be running promo class and he should be making them do a lot of acting exercises because they do need a little bit of help.
Yeah. It's true. And it's kind of brutal for the three of them to be together because all three of them are sort of terrible. So they just look at each other and be like, Layla, why are you angry? I'm angry because I lost money. Oh no.
Yeah, I think they do kind of like freak each other out a little bit because they actually all are much better at promos on their own.
Yeah.
But this
interesting
format, I think they haven't settled into that yet.
Yeah,
but I'm still happy to see it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some people who have really settled into their skits. Two grown men and they're going through a goth phase. The classic new rap from Max Caster and Anthony Bones of the Acclaimed this week. What did everybody think?
Now Anna hates Darby, right? Is that right?
She hates him. Yeah.
I can't even hear this. But I love Darby so much that I love Godface.
Yeah, that it's made, like liking, is what made
it's
you
like
love
liking
it.
A knockoff.
It's a cognitive dissonance, but
like I would take the knockoff. Who's being Darby in the vid?
Oh, so Max Caster is a graduate of a wrestling academy called Creative Pro, and apparently there's also a wrestler there whose name is Stang, S-T-A-N-G.
That little lanky guy?
Yeah, that is the wrestler Stang.
That's Stang?
That's Stang.
The Stang.
I'm Stang's biggest fan.
That's really good for him that he picked up some fans off of this.
I mean...
Oh, that's so funny.
That's amazing. Okay, so they make this video. Did this just come out this week?
It just came out this week.
Yeah.
I think.
No, did it come out Rampage? I think it came out for Rampage last week.
You may be right. You may be right. Yeah, but still, that's like within our cycle, right? Yeah.
Max Caster is doing the most of the singing, right? The
rap. Yes. Rapping, Max Caster is the, although apparently behind the scenes, sometimes he gets in trouble for his little raps because he goes too far. And behind the scenes, apparently Anthony Bowens is like egging him on and giving him ideas. So they both are. That. Yeah. But Max is the one who gets in trouble.
My favorite thing that Max did is he just opened with a lot of tongue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's just like, la, 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 la. And it's just like, whoa, dude.
Yeah, he's like, one of America's top nasty boys.
That was awesome. That was a great, I mean, I was hooked from the opening with the tongue, immediately hooked.
Love that. So Sting and Darby on Dynamite this week post this little video, tagged against the Acclaimed. So the Acclaimed also did a video for Dynamite where they pretended to be Sting and Darby. You guys seem to enjoy that art film.
I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, it was the closest thing I got to a black and white film that Darby made, so I was loving it.
You were really ready for a Darby film, like actually a couple times. I think at one point the lights went out and you said a Darby film, but it was just like Malachi or something.
What happened was I would get upset when you would speculate that this is Darby Allin, but I hadn't seen a black and white film yet.
You're like, that's requisite. Like, there must be a black and white film for Darby to be.
Allie, don't be dizzy. We haven't seen a black and white film yet.
When you guys didn't even get to see, he has like a little black and white cartoon that he's using these days, but I don't think.
Oh, I saw that on the big screen.
Oh, as did he was you? Coming it was in. Back there? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, good.
I like the little animation.
I'm also kind of able to see it because of all the pictures. My background, I have.
How many pictures?
It's just all the Google images of Darby. So like what I'm looking at as my background right now.
It's just page one.
It's like when I do job interviews, I put like a picture of Kelly Ripa. So it's like, I'm interviewing
to be like, do a good job. So you think that Darby is kind of like the top podcaster. Like he'll get you through this.
Well, and I'm like, if Darby's looking at me with his like, what do you call it?
Ocean
eyes. Close eyes. Kissing eyes.
Kissing pose.
Kissing pose.
Darby's kissing pose you?
Okay. I'm ready to go. Whoa. I know everything about wrestling now.
That's what he's looking for in a woman, I believe. Yes.
Hey Darby, I'm undead. Or dead. Half dead? I don't know.
Yeah, try all three and just see which one he likes.
Yeah, cast a wide net for Darby.
What did everybody think of this match?
I thought it was great. I mean, they really let Sting be showcased, which was really cool, especially because he's like 60 years old and he was doing some very cool stuff. There was a point where he went off the stage and I was like, oh my God, please don't get hurt. You are ancient. But he did. He looked very cool.
I was also super concerned in that moment. I was just like, what is this guy doing? We have to take Precious Cargo. You have to take
Hello, baby, I'm bored.
But then I loved when Darby comes in to be like, actually, I've got my dad. Like,
yeah, right. Him. Yeah. When he disappeared and then the moment where he comes back, oh, that was fantastic.
Oh, go ahead, Josh.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, he flew in so fast from the balcony, seemingly. Yeah. I mean, that boy is ready to jump off of anything high.
Oh, anything.
He's insane.
Yeah.
Because when they did do that one match where he like jumped like in that abandoned building. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Where he like fell from. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll jump off of anything. What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say that I went on a journey during this match. And I think another one too, because Anna kept saying to me, like, it was during the Brit match. She mm-hmm. kept saying like, is she really injured? Is he really injured? And I would be like, no. And then I remembered that like actually constantly in our group chat, when we're watching wrestling, I will just blithely be watching like nothing went wrong. And then everyone else has to tell me that someone like broke an arm and I didn't see it. So I started to really doubt myself. And I was like, I don't know. I guess they could really be injured.
Well, the problem is that like, of course you just relate to the stuff that's happening to other people. So like for me personally, if I were to fall off of like a high, let's say set of ropes with a chair over my head, head popped off.
Yeah.
I didn't you make would be it. So when Darby was kind of
Allie
like,
Allie wouldn't notice.
Allie said, is what we're learning. Because Darby's done it.
Oh, no,
I was so worried about Darby with that chair around his neck. But Allie, you were also like, I don't like the chair stuff either.
I don't. It does scare me whenever they put a limb in the parts. I don't understand how they don't hurt themselves with
they
that.
Do. Like, that's the problem.
You did say that very confidently. You said it a little weirder, but I can't remember how.
I'm pretty sure I said, like, you can't not hurt your head in a chair.
Yeah, you may have said that. And you know what? You didn't get pushback from me, but you did get laughed at by Josh, I think.
And by Darby, because he swooped
laughed
right
at
in.
And he laughed at death, undeath, and half death. Josh, you are a Sting fan. Did you think that Sting was showcased well?
Oh, man. I love the way that guy moves. He was great. Do either of them wrestle solo anymore?
Darby does, but Sting is usually nearby.
Really?
Kind of watching Sting,
even when he's fighting solo?
Yeah.
Sting is still
Sting
daddy.
Ringside. And one time, Darby said, Dad, you can't come to my match. And Sting was so upset.
Yeah.
Darby lost.
He was really sad.
That's my favorite storyline of all time.
I'm not stricken. Also, on some of the pictures I just clicked on one of the pictures to look at Sting and Darby in the background. And the title on this article just says, Darby Allin says Sting has to prove his worth tonight. What?
You think he shouldn't say that to his dad?
No.
No. I wouldn't say
dad
to
is sensitive. Dad is sensitive.
Well, was this particular storyline, not that, I don't know what that is, but it was really sweet that it's like the vibe was fully that Darby was like, I'm a teenager and I'm embarrassed. I can't have my dad fighting my fights for me, so you have to stay home. And that Sting's vibe was kind of like, oh, it's horrible when they grow up. It's horrible. I miss my baby.
Those sweet boys.
Just sweet boys. Anything else? Anyone got any other thoughts from Sting Darby Acclaimed?
Just the major, like the lizard. Just the lizard stuff of Darby.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, do you find? Because you're really ham for Darby and Darby's wrestling. I can see you light up when you're seeing it. I also his match against Ethan Page at Fighter Fest.
Is that when he gets in the
coffin? Yeah.
I absolutely love that. Yeah. No, I feel like my favorite animals are reptiles and lizards and that kind of
thing.
He goes full lizard. He's like doing like weird teeth and tongue and like his eyes are all over the place. His head's swiveling around. He's glomming onto things. I mean... Yeah. Lightning speed, just
this is an important lesson about perspective, because as I watch you kind of act out a lizard on camera, I do see what you're saying, but not being a lizard connoisseur myself, it never occurred to me to kind of connect the dots.
And you probably never knew that that's like the cool hot thing to do.
No, I didn't know about how hot it is to be a lizard.
And now you know.
Darby's eyes move independently like an iguana.
So we're really getting into the bottom of this lizard situation.
It's about cold-blooded creatures, and Hook is cold-blooded as well. Hook Darby
honk.
Honk.
I forgot his name last night. I called him Honk.
You did call him Honk. Okay, well, we're going to go into our little rapid fire round. We don't have a ton to say about any of these storylines, but we're just going to check in on them. So Jungle Express fought John Silver and Alex Reynolds on Rampage last week and won. You've seen Jungle Boy, Little Jungie Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Little JB is now tag team champion with his dinosaur daddy. Who's not his daddy, because Christian is his daddy now, I guess. Why do they keep booking Jurassic Express against other faces?
I don't know, because it's not what Jungle Boy wants. He wants to be menaced by large, angry men.
And that's like the only acting he can do, too. Lovingly, that's like his best work, is when he looks like, how could you be saying this to me? So he really needs that.
Yeah, I'd watch.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So let's send that to Tony. Hey, Tony, we picked up a fan. If you just give us this one thing we
Tony,
want.
Hey, Tony, I'd watch. Let the boy be menaced.
I also thought that they missed a chance to make Jungle Boy's girlfriend do some major acting, because she she came out ringside, but she was with her faction, which is Silver and Reynolds. And so she was had split loyalties, and they should have made her do some acting about it. And they did not.
They didn't do anything. Well, that's probably lovingly JB and Anna J are kind of like it kind of like head empty, no thoughts situation. So I probably didn't occur to them to do that kind of a storyline like at all. Like, it's like, I can just see Anna J. I'm so sorry, Anna J, but I can just see her being like, well, I actually really like him. So I don't know, like, know that it'll make sense if like you have to show me not maybe not liking him.
They're so cute. I'm looking at pics together.
I know. Are you looking at that one where he's squeezing her butt?
Yeah. And she's wearing that like really tight, like Catwoman pants.
Yeah. I mean, they both are hunks and they're a beautiful couple. And neither of them can act for shit. And then we also saw Billy Gunn corner Christian to pester him about a tag team shot for the Ass Boys. And then I think Billy Gunn maybe also wants to fight Christian. And then they all beat Christian up. Josh, who did you say that you thought Billy Gunn and Christian were? You said you thought they were John Cena and
Mox and Mox. John Cena. John Cena. I forgot about John Cena.
Josh says, "You will the world."
I still think.
You still think it was them?
I'm not so sure.
Oh, we've made you question it now. You don't know if it was Mox back for a second promo with John Cena.
John Cena abruptly left WWE to have this promo.
The more I think about it, the more it doesn't add up.
Who's the dizzy one now, Josh? Take that. Okay, also this week we had a promo from Santana and Ortiz, who finally stood up for themselves against Chris Jericho. They said that they want this week's Rampage match between Jericho and Proud and Powerful and 2.0 and Daniel Garcia to be about them, to showcase them. So that will either happen or it won't, I guess. Eddie broke his orbital. Is that right?
Yeah. He fought Joey Janela on a dark match and got kicked in the face.
Joey, you were not careful with my boy.
However, the only upside is picturing Eddie in Brandon's stupid orbital.
Oh my God. If he has to wear Brandon's little eyes.
Wait, is that the mask that the guy? My gosh, he looks dumb as hell. I love that.
Actually, that was one of the funnier things that you said in the night, Anna, I believe. I showed Anna the promo where the Young Bucks have come back and Matt says, "I kick COVID's ass in 2 days." And we got to the ring and they were milling around. And Anna says to me, she's like, "The one that's still in the mask, is he the one that had COVID?" It was Brandon.
And he's trying to, like, you know, be safe. Oh my gosh. What a fool I am.
Well, no, you couldn't have guessed that it's that Brandon has a fake orbital eye injury that once was real, but that he's just been wearing gear for ever since.
I would do the same if I were him.
You'd wear it forever. Yeah. And you'd like give it a name and you'd be saying things like, "I'll never stop wearing Jodo, the orbital."
Yeah. And no one would ever forget that I'd had that orbital injury. Ever. Try to forget.
It still might flare up when it's cold outside.
Oh my God. Okay, so we probably won't see Eddie ringside. What do you think about, and this one's really for Leah because you guys don't know that much about this feud, what do you think about the idea of Proud and Powerful leaving Chris Jericho? Are you, like the cage side seats recapper, really sad at the idea of that? Because they've always been such good friends.
I believe the quote that you put in this notes is, "The inner circle has always been supportive of each other."
So when? Insane. Well, it's like, I guess that they haven't turned on each other, but like, they don't.
I guess that they're all supportive of Chris Jericho.
They do go to therapy a lot. They do. The inner circle does like in-ring therapy quite a bit. Actually, like that I said that one time when we were watching The Bachelor, I was like, I want to see this in wrestling, where all the men had to sit around and reveal something intimate about like their fears or their trauma or something.
I love that.
So the inner circle probably would do that.
Yeah, they probably would. I don't know. I mean, I think it's like, it's a really good thing to it's a really good stipulation to put on Chris Jericho. Like, can he go 15 minutes without thinking about himself or trying to look important?
No. And you know that just from seeing him.
Yeah. He has the vibe. He has main character vibe.
Well, yeah, but not a main character I like.
Main problem. The main problem.
The main problem should be Chris Jericho's book, new book.
He has That's Cody Rhodes.
No, the main problem. That's the American problem.
The American problem. I love that.
Wait, now we have the American problem, main problem, and California nightmare.
Yeah. What if all heels had to add problem to their name?
The acclaimed problem? It works. What other heels do we have?
Yeah.
The young problem.
The young.
The young problems.
I mean, that's kind of their wow. their vibe. They anyways. Are.
The Bucks they problem. The,
what? Yeah, and we're right back to buck hunting, baby. The Kings of the Black Throne debuted. So that was Malakai and Brody King versus the Sweet Valley Boys. What do we think of Malakai, Brody King, and the Sweet Valley Boys? Let's get our thoughts.
I've always been a fan of Malakai's entrance. I always thought it was spooky and cool and weird and different from what everybody else is doing. It looks so fucking stupid with two guys. I don't know.
I liked it when they were leaning against each other though. And I said, don't they look married? And Josh said, do you think that's what they take pictures of at a wedding? And I said, yeah. I said, you got to book early because there's not that many photographers who do a really good job of it. Also, so I didn't mind.
You were saying like, oh, there's Malakai Black and his husband, Brody King. You were calling him husband, Brody King. I was like, are they actually married? Like, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this shit.
Well, I just think but you agreed that it seems like they 100. Share a last name now. Oh, like
the Kings, they have the same last name. They come out together. They do their weddings. Well,
the closest.
Yes.
The closest thing, when you ask these kinds of questions to Allie, the closest Allie comes to a no is she'll say, you'll ask, and then she'll say, basically. And that means no.
Are they married? Basically, that's true.
Okay, I think I'm not saying it's not a deserved burn, Josh, but
I love that.
Sometimes, don't you feel like you know reality better than reality knows itself? That's every all I'm
single,
saying.
Every single day.
I know, bitch. I know you and me.
I know.
But Brody King did not endear himself to you, Leah, any further.
No, he looked like he looked very awkward and clumsy, and yeah. I was not a fan. Also, his panties are cut so high.
I don't like that.
No. I love calling them panties.
That's really? I didn't notice. Good,
Leah. That's amazing.
Oh my God. They're okay. Such big panties.
But Leah, people liked both of them as a husband tag team duo way more than they liked Cody, who had just been on.
Yeah.
That's true.
They were screaming for these two guys. They're like, oh, my sweaty Satan. And then, is Varsity Blondes the one that then came out?
Yes.
Yeah.
The big poodles.
Which one is it? Brian is the one who self-spanks.
Remember, one of them did, I think, maybe accidentally self-spank, but I don't know which one.
That
was
a fucking highlight for me. I was like, what is this man doing? Like, they're punching each other, they're hitting each other around. No need to hit yourself in the ass, dude. Like, they're coming for you anyway.
The two of them are so stupid, and I love it so much. On Dark this week, the one with all the curls, Griff Garrison, gave a promo, and I think he was supposed to sound like aggressive and mean, but he was like, when Malakai Black comes out, the lights get turned off, and then I get scared. And I don't like, it's like when I close my eyes, except my eyes are open. Oh, buddy.
It really, like, not even one brain cell between the two of them. Les.
He does have great hair.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say his name was Garrison?
Griff Garrison.
I mean, that's all I could watch.
Doesn't Griff Garrison sound like the love interest in a Sweet Valley High book?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he has a twin named like
Garth. His twin Girth.
And he's in a different industry.
They're in high school. I'm Griff. I'm a senior in high school. This is my brother. He's in a different industry. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to ask you guys a couple of final questions as we wrap up here. Favorite wrestler of the night based on what you saw? Anna's going to surprise us. No.
Yeah, I might just say Lance Kaz.
Kaz's favorite wrestler of the night. Kaz, I need you to take this seriously.
Marjorie, can you cut that? Marjorie.
Seriously.
Okay. No one said anything about that braid. Who's the one?
Lance Archer. Yeah.
I liked his braid. Okay. Not my favorite.
Okay, yeah, good. Not your favorite.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Wait. Okay. Cats. Charlie Manson PSA.
What? What?
When Pac, is his name Pac?
Oh yes, Pac.
He did it like Charlie Manson PSA. That wasn't my favorite wrestle, but I was like, what is happening to me?
You liked his gunk promo.
I love that. You were into that.
Yeah. I was into that. I thought that was crazy. I liked all the Rasputin energy. But I think my favorite guy of the night, it's gotta be Adam Cole.
It's Adam Cole.
That feels
it
good.
Has to be.
It's sweet comedy what? King Adam Cole, and he beat Darby.
I mean, he's got the wetness.
He does. he's the wettest. Wet. He's the wettest.
Okay, I guess the reason why it's Adam Cole for me is because I did not know Adam Cole going into
right. Life. Oh, right. Yeah, you'd never seen.
And him. I knew Darby. I know what Darby can do. Obviously, Darby girl for life or whatever. But like Adam is new to me. He's the new kid.
This is maybe the first time that someone on this podcast has like said it like it's a good thing, like, and he was new. We mostly complain about new men, but I like the energy you're bringing. It is positive. It's optimistic.
Yeah.
Yes. A new man could be anything good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also liked all the stuff that he was doing with Darby. I would watch more matches of that.
Okay. Who? Wait, Darby and?
I would watch Adam and Darby fight.
Okay, but they didn't interact on this episode.
No, right? He fought the Orange Cassidy.
Okay, I'm just making sure I didn't miss something. But I love your fantasy booking, and that's what I love. Okay, Anna says her favorite was Adam Cole, and she would fantasy book Adam Cole, Darby. Josh, your favorite, and who you would book them a match with?
Stang. Versus Sting.
Sting versus Sting. That feels right.
Why did I have a feeling that's where we were headed?
I would watch that with the music video playing in the background too.
Yeah, that feels good.
Yeah, you can have a new music video. And you know, a fun fact for you guys is that two weeks ago, Max Caster and Anthony Bowens referred to Darby's My Chemical Romance looking ass, and Mikey Way from My Chemical Romance immediately hit them all up on Twitter. So
in a good way, like,
he loves wrestling
and hot.
Wow.
He didn't say specifically that Darby was hot, but I do think he was thinking it because I've seen what Mikey Way looks like. So yeah, I know that there's an affinity between the men. Yeah. So you keep your eyes peeled for that My Chemical Romance wrestling crossover. Okay, that is all from us. Thank you guys so much for joining us. You were a blast.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, thank you for having us.
I mean, this was the best. I'm here for it.
Will you guys be prepared to fill in again if needed in future?
Yeah, I need
next week.
Warlow turn.
Well, you didn't even get to talk about Warlow. It's true. So we got to get you back for that. In the meantime, I've been Allie.
I've been Leah.
Anna and Josh. And this is Tunnel Talk. Our show is produced by Marjorie Voinovich. Our theme is by Chris Gorkin. You can find us on Twitter at Tunnel Talk Pod, on all social media sites at Tunnel Talk Pod. Please rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And come back next week.
Goth phase.
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.